Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited's Q4 and FY 2024 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. If you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to remind all participants that some of the statements or comments made on today's call may be forward-looking in nature. These may include, but are not necessarily limited to, financial projections or other statements of the company's plans, objectives, expectations, or intentions. The company disclaims any obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect future events or developments. Kindly refer to slide number 21 of the earnings presentation for a detailed disclaimer. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitesh Pangle, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome all the participants to Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited Q4 and FY 2024 earnings call. Joining us today from the management side, we have Mr. Puneet Makharia, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Deepak Beriwala, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. Puneet Makharia for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nitesh. A very good evening and a very warm welcome to everyone attending the Q4 and FY 2024 earnings calls of Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. I trust you all have the chance to review the financial results and the investor presentation available on the both stock exchange and our company website. Friends, reflecting on our Q4 performance amidst a dynamic economic landscape, I am pleased to present our financial and operational achievements. Our commitment to sustainable expansion and strategic investments has yielded commendable results. During Q4 FY 2024, our standalone revenue grew by 13%, reaching to rupees 135 crores, underscoring our efforts to enhance operational efficiencies and expand our product portfolio. Standalone EBITDA surged by 36% to 16 crores, achieving an EBITDA margin of 11.6%. Furthermore, our standalone PAT saw a significant increase of 329%, reaching to rupees 11 crores with a PAT margin of 7.9%. For the entire fiscal year, standalone revenue increased by 16% to rupees 487 crores, supported by a 4% increase in standalone EBITDA to rupees 44 crores, and a PAT growth of 91% to rupees 27 crores. On a consolidated basis, revenue increased by 6% to rupees 726 crores, although we experienced an 11% decline in EBITDA to 61 crores. Our PAT remained stable at 37.1 crores, reflecting our reliance in the face of the market fluctuations. Our product segment exhibited various performance in terms of volume and revenues. Dyes intermediates saw a significant volume growth of 82%, and acid grew by 19%, while fertilizer and animal feed experienced marginal declines. Revenue from the dyes intermediate grew by 64%, whereas acid revenue declined by 26%. Despite these fluctuations, we remain focused on capitalizing on growth opportunities and proactively addressing the challenges. We have initiated several strategic projects aimed at enhancing on our production capabilities and achieving greater sustainability. The initiation of Unit 6 in our fertilizer division, along with the setup of 3.8 MW solar power plant and a new water-soluble plant at Unit 4, reflecting our commitment to forward and backward integration. The combined solar capacity will be 9 MW on DC basis, supporting our units in Ratnagiri, Maharashtra. Our planned CapEx of 215 crores, primarily funded through internal accruals and a preferential issue to the promoter, will facilitate the expansion of our existing capabilities, the widening of our product portfolio, and further integration within our operations. During the financial year, we successfully completed the consolidated capex of 50 crores, out of which 16.12 crore was allotted for the further establishment of 3.8 megawatt DC solar power plant, and 33.46 crores were directed towards investment in our chemical and fertilizer verticals. Looking ahead, we are committed to fostering sustainable growth through prudent financial management, operational efficiency achievements, and strategic investments in innovation and technology. With a forward-looking approach and a dedicated team, we are confident of our ability to deliver long-term value to our shareholders. Friends, with this, I would like to hand over call to Mr. Deepak Beriwala, who is our CFO, who will provide more details on the operational financial highlights of Q4 and FY24. Over to you, Deepak.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, and thank you all of you joining us today. I would like to provide an overview of our operational and financial performance for Q4 and FY24. Starting with our standalone results for Q4 FY24, I am pleased to report a 13% revenue growth, reaching 135 crores. Our EBITDA for the quarter grew significantly by 36% to rupees 16 crores, resulting in an EBITDA margin of 11.6%. Additionally, our PAT increased by 329%, amounting to rupees 11 crores with a PAT margin of 7.9%. On a consolidated basis, our Q4 FY24 revenue grew by 6%, totaling rupees 191 crores. However, we experienced an 8% decline in EBITDA, amounting to rupees 19 crores with an EBITDA margin of 9.8%. Our PAT has increased by 2%, amounting to rupees 13 crores with a PAT margin of 6.9%. For the full fiscal year FY24, on a standalone basis, we achieved a revenue growth of 16%, reaching 487 crores. Our EBITDA increased by 4% to 44 crores with an EBITDA margin of 9.1%. Our PAT grew by 91%, reaching 27 crores with a PAT margin of 5.5%. On consolidated basis, for FY24, show a 6% revenue growth amounting to rupees 726 crores. We experienced an 11% decline in EBITDA, totaling rupees 61 crores with the EBITDA margin of 8.4%. PAT remained flat at 37.1 crore with a PAT margin of 5.1%. Moving on to our volume metrics for FY24, we show a 5% increase in the volume of dyes and 82% increase in dyes intermediates. The volume for acid increased by 19% while fertilizers remained flat, and animal feeds decreased by 10%. Overall, our total volume increased by 4%. In terms of revenue for FY24, dyes decreased by 3%, while dyes intermediates saw a substantial increase of 64%. Revenue from acid decreased by 26%, fertilizers by 12%, and animal feeds by 21%. Despite these mixed results, our total revenue increased by 6%. For Q4 FY24, the volume of chemical was 11,381 metric ton, reflecting a 9% year-on-year growth, while fertilizers show a 4% growth, totaling of 57,000 metric ton. For the entire financial year, the volume of chemical was 57,270 metric ton, a significant 26% year-on-year growth. Fertilizer, however, show a slight decline of 1%, totaling of 209,500 metric tons. Segmental revenue for Q4 FY24 shows 25% year-over-year increase in chemicals, where fertilizer experienced on 11% decrease. For FY24, segmental revenue for chemicals increased by 30%, while fertilizers decreased by 13%. Regarding our financial position, we have a non-lien deposit facility available, 117 crores. Our return on capital employed for FY24 stands at 9.7%, and our return on equity is 4.1%. We maintain a strong cash position with cash and cash investments totaling 118.5 crores. In conclusion, despite the challenges in certain segments, we have demonstrated resilience and achieved significant growth in key areas. Our focus remains on driving operational efficiency, expanding our market presence, and delivering sustainable value to our shareholders. With this, we can now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Harshil Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Good evening.
Sir, I have a question. Good evening, Mr. Solanki.
Sir, if you can give your outlook on both the segments and the volumes and realization, how are you seeing things on the ground? Are you seeing any improvement in the volumes and realization?
Sir, to be honestly, you know, in my view, definitely volumes and revenue both have started improving. If you see Q4 23-24, the volumes have also increased and the revenue has also increased. I personally see that the, you know, the whole industry and the market now has started you know, going towards the stabilization phase. If in my last con call you will see that, you know, I have always maintained one positive thought and one positive trust and faith into the whole industry that, you know, we are end of a dark tunnel and we see, you know, a good light of hope and, you know, ray in this whole dark tunnel. I personally believe that the situation has started improving. Now, if I talk about the dyestuffs and intermediates, though we have started our unit 5 also, we have done the entire capitalization of 175 crores. The revenue increase into the Pushkar on a standalone basis, specifically into the chemical segment, is mainly out of the unit 5 production. We are able to sell a good amount of quantities. We have achieved almost, you know, this desired level of productions. And unit 5 has established completely. In terms of fertilizer also, if you see that the government has improved the subsidy levels also, by around 1200 and some odd rupees per ton, which was decreased in September. But now in April, the government has increased the subsidy also. And looking at the monsoon season of this year, in this particular season, we believe that the good news we are expecting, and we think after the stabilization of the government, after the election, you know, the results, things will improve betterly, sir. Because the whole sentiment of the people will improve, the whole sentiment of the industry will improve.
Okay. Sir, in the chemicals segment, if you see quarter on quarter, there is a 20% volume drop. But we are expecting that things have bottomed out and expected to improve. So what led to this drop in this quarter? Can you explain?
Hold on. Let me see the figures. Okay. If I talk about the chemicals, कैसे जीतो क्या बोल रहे हो
10,000 मेट्रिक टन से 11,000
तो 26 तो ग्रोथ है ये तो डिक्रीज ये तो डी ग्रोथ बोल रहे हैं
नहीं ग्रोथ
ही बोल रहे यू आर सेइंग द ग्रोथ और डी ग्रोथ
क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर बेसिस इट्स अ डी ग्रोथ ऑफ 28% फ्रॉम 15,800 टू 11,300
Right now, the figures of last Q4, last year Q4 is in front of me. In the last year Q4, we sold around 10,453 tons of chemicals. And this quarter 4 FY24, the volume went up to 11,381 metric tons. And if you are talking about quarter on quarter, do you have quarter on quarter documents right now?
Mm-hmm.
This is also growth. Because see, on quarter 4 also, if I say about the intermediates, we sold 2,067 tons. This is Q4 FY23. And Q4 FY24, we sold 2,909 tons. So it is a growth. I fail to understand which figures you are looking at, which, you know, shows the degrowth.
Quarter on quarter, but no issues. We can discuss this separately.
So you are comparing the 23-24 on this quarter on quarter basis?
Yeah, Q3 FY24 versus Q4 FY24.
Q3 data aapne saamne hai kya bhi? Sir, right now we are not having the Q3 data in front of us. Ek second.
Yeah, no issues.
Ek second, Sholay. So the growth hai, the growth ka hai.
15,000.
Then it is a growth. How come he is saying it is a degrowth? Mr. Sonalji, let me go through the data and then come back to you. You will hear about this, you know, this information through our office and through our, you know, the IR also.
Sure, sure. So next question is on the chemical side. Last time you said that you have some visibility on the order book. So now is there any further
improvement
on the order? You have some visibility on the order book from the earlier levels. Now is there any improvement on this side? And are you seeing any restocking happening on the chemical side?
Basically, you know, whatever I had said, you know, my trust level has proved in Q4 levels. And in coming quarters of this financial year, I also have the same kind of a feeling that the things will improve much better on the what it could not do in the last quarters. So things have started improving, sir. That is what, you know, it is visible in the results also.
Got it, sir. Got it. Sir, on the fertilizer side, how are the things happening on the ground? Is there any increase in exports? Or
honestly, if you ask me, as far as the fertilizer segment is concerned, the fertilizer segment has been completely flat in 23-24 with the comparison to 22-23. If you look at in deep, right, you will see that the Kisan Phosphates have a unit at Hisar, right? That unit at Hisar, the volumes and the revenue have been decreased by almost 30%. In spite of decrease into the revenue of 30% also, you know, there is a growth in overall business, and I believe that in this particular financial year, even the fertilizer segment is also going to support us.
Got it.
And one more reply to your query, you know, that what you are saying is that it's a degrowth. That is mainly due to the acid business, because, you know, acid, whatever we produce, since we started the new unit of 5 also, wherein we produce dyes and intermediates, so most of the acid has consumed in unit 5 also. So there is a less amount, less, you know, this quantities of acid available for sale, because we have started our another plant at unit 5, because of which the volumes have gone up. So, you know, we are having internal consumption of our acid, and whatever is left for selling is only goes for the marketing and sales. Therefore, you see it's a degrowth due to the acid business.
Got it, sir. The last question on the working capital side. Sir, working capital cycle is, the absolute amount has increased by 40 crores and we have taken a short-term borrowing also of 40 crores.
So we should look at a, you know, overall consolidated basis. I will just like to draw your attention on three major points. A, creditors of the company has gone down by almost 25 crores.
Yeah.
Because of MSME regulation which government came out recently.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Creditors of the company has gone by 25 crores, close to 25 crores. Company has increased its investment by 18 crores. Company has put almost 50 crore rupees on the CWIP. Debtors of the company has gone up because of the increase into the business. So the main question, Mr. Solanki, and the main concern should be that money is flowing into the systems. The reason for increase into the bank borrowing is, you know, because of all these issues, mainly that the investment has gone up, creditors has gone down substantially, and, you know, this we have invested CWIP of almost 50 crores.
Got it. Sir, we have 117 crores of deposits, so why not use that, and rather we have taken a debt of 40 crores?
सर जो वो 107 करोड़ आपको जो डेट दिख रहा है आउट ऑफ दैट डेट ऑफ 107 करोड़ ऑलमोस्ट 85 करोड़ इज इन अ फॉर्म ऑफ नॉन फंडेड लिमिट्स यू व्हाट माय पॉइंट मिस्टर सलमानजी
सर आई एम सेइंग 117 करोड़ ऑफ डिपॉजिट्स वी हैव एंड वी हैव टेकन अ डेट शॉर्ट टर्म
बॉरोइंग आई एम आस्किंग यू डेट ऑफ व्हाट Which debt we have taken?
Short-term borrowings.
What kind of short-term borrowings? Funded or non-funded? That's what I'm saying. That out of 107 crores, almost 80-85 crores is a non-funded limits we have utilized in form of LCs and bank guarantees.
Okay.
how can I replace the OCN bank guarantee with my investments?
Okay.
Got it. Sir, 107 crore ki jo bank borrowing bata rahe ho, your question is that why you are having a bank borrowing of 107 crores when you are having investment of 117 crore? This was your question.
Got it.
Sir, out of 107 crore, 85 crores is a form of a non-funded utilization in which the bank guarantee also falls in which the LCs also falls in. LCs and bank guarantees cannot be replaced with the cash.
Understood.
Am I clear, Mr. Solanki?
Yeah. This information was not available.
Sir, ऐसा है वो जब कॉलम में आता है तो वो एक साथ ही आता है बैंक बोरिंग्स. अपन उसका ब्रेकअप किया था ना कल. Okay. So I think now it is clear to you.
Yes, sir. It's clear. Yeah.
107 crores is not the amount on which company is paying interest. Please understand. CC drawal, cash credit drawal is not 107 crores. I again reiterate, again repeat, out of 107 crores, 85 crores almost is in a form of non-funded utilization. But when it comes in a presentation, it comes as a consolidated figure of funded and non-funded both. If you go through the schedules of the balance sheet, you will get to know out of that. Okay, sir?
Sure, sir. Yeah, sir. Okay. That was it, sir. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Bajatya from Honesty and Integrity Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for providing the opportunity. So, first of all, you know, I have a long list of questions which is obviously not suitable on this call, and I will ask just the important ones. But I would request if it's possible to give a separate time to discuss all the questions, because I tried approaching you directly on your email and also ChargeGate Partners, but something was wrong and I never received any reply.
I think you can talk to Mr. Raji, who handles our company in IR portfolio, and he will coordinate with you with the management and get you a suitable appointment for suitable replies to all of your questions. Not a problem.
Yeah. So, sir, I tried approaching Mr. Raji, but unfortunately, mobile number and nothing is mentioned, and I tried calling on the landline, but received no reply. So it's great if Mr. Rajesh can give me his mobile number or something, or call me so that I can coordinate based on suitable time.
That's not a problem, sir. Mr. Nitish will share you his contact details. The compliance officer, you can talk to Mr. Nitish and our company. He will share all the details of Mr. Rajesh.
Okay, not a problem. So I will just ask two or three important ones here. So, as far as, if I see your focus on backward integration and everything, in a lot of places you have done backward integration, but specifically in Meghnagar, you have not done backward integration into sulfuric acid. So, I just want to know, is there a specific reason for that?
It is not required in Meghnagar, because honestly speaking, Meghnagar is very closely situated in Gujarat.
Mm-hmm.
And now we knew that Adani is coming out with a copper smelter, and this sulfuric will be a byproduct.
Okay.
So, जब कोई चीज वो बहुत सस्ती वहाँ मिलने वाली है byproduct के रूप में, और regular supplies, constant supplies either from Birla Copper is also copper smelter, Adani is also coming out in June or July with a copper smelter. We knew this market intelligence for a long time. So we thought that, since there is a plenty of material available, there will be no transport cost also. And when few smelters are there, why to put up a merchant plant?
Got it.
As a business decision, we decide not to go into the backward integration at Meghnagar, this Madhya Bharat, because their acid is, plentily available. And if you talk about our Haryana unit, That is at a distance of almost 1,500 kilometers.
Correct.
Taking the material to 1,500 kilometers and paying such a huge amount of transport doesn't make any sense.
Got it.
In totality, putting up a backward integrated sulfuric plant in Meghnagar is not a viable decision.
Okay. And sir, on fertilizer business again, so GOI has issued this guideline of maximum reasonable profit margins. So just want to understand how this will impact our business and whether which plants of ours will be classified as integrated and which will be non-integrated.
The government of India has already given you a decent reasonable of profit margins for fertilizer business. That is, I think, 12% or 10%, something like that on a PAT level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a decent profit of margin. Let us not expect, that on a long-term stability basis, you will make more than 10% PAT margins, being that these products are mainly for the farmers and these things. So it has to be reasonable for both the sides.
But also, will we be classified as integrated because a lot of places we have sulfuric acid?
Depends on unit to unit. Like Meghnagar will not be classified as integrated, but other sites will be classified as integrated.
Okay, got it. Understand. And on the NPK side, sir, for the new capacity that we are planning to put on NPK side, are we going to manufacture phosphoric acid in-house or we don't have, as of now, phosphoric acid, we don't have plan to manufacture phosphoric acid?
I would not like to discuss on our business strategies and business planning and our product selection on this platform.
Okay.
If you want to understand, you can take a prior appointment and meet us. Because we never discuss our products, our business plans, on this platform, and we fear that that the strategy should not be known to outside, our market competitors, honestly speaking. Please don't mind it. I'm sorry, I apologize. I could not answer this question to you, but you can take in a separate meeting with us and ask further questions on this.
Yeah, no problem. I completely understand. Some of the sensitive things should not go.
I would like to discuss these sensitive things on this
day. Yeah, I understand. And sir, coming on to the dyes business. So, you have mentioned many times earlier that probably China is no more a competitor and there's no export that is going from China to India. But in terms of a global market and thereby impact on pricing, will you still consider China as a force which can impact global pricing and thereby pricing in India?
Okay, sir, pricing to globally impact hoti hai. I would not say that that the China will not impact the prices completely basis, but it depends the level of impact. Mm-hmm. It depends the level of impact, the level of volumes, what comes in from China and what comes in from India. It depends on the level of volumes also. The whole, thought of giving this statement is that slowly and gradually China is losing its color. China is coming out of this business. Market share, the global market share of China is going down every year by year. So what 5 years before we used to feel a pressure from China, now I believe that the China feels a pressure from India on them, and in future also I believe that the situation and position of the India will keep on improving as far as the dye intermediates and dye sectors are concerned. And for your knowledge, let me tell you, as of now to the globe, India is one of the major suppliers to the globe. And because the reason mainly is that China has got their in-house consumption very large, wherein in comparison with India, Indian consumption of the dye stuff is hardly 12 to 15% of what they produce, but China consumption is almost 80-85% of the dye stuff production what they produce in China. So in long-term basis, if you see that China, then this China position is going to be a bit slow. And India will be consolidating its situation on the global market.
Got it. Understand. Lastly, in terms of, point has come in earlier con calls at a different points of time, that how we manage our waste and how we consume waste in-house to make newer products. But in terms of, if I look at Kiri and Bodal, they also use their spent acid in-house. That's what they claim in their presentation. I just want to understand how in this waste management thing, how we are different, because it seems like others are also using it in-house.
Raghavji, I would not like to comment on any other company that what they are doing, first of all. It is between you and them to figure out. As far as our business decision is concerned, I would still again request you that this is our, something, business strategy what we follow to give more focused detail on the on your question is not correct on this platform, sir. Aap ek din kabhi bhi aajaiye mere paas mein, right? I will give you an appointment and we'll answer all your queries. Aap is platform pe mere se business strategy or business decision ke baare mein sir discuss na kare to better hai.
Okay, sir. No problem. So I think probably we'll connect it separately, not at all. That's it from
my side. Nitish in our company, right? Mr. Nitish will share you Rajiv's number and you please fix upon this appointment.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Am I audible?
Haan, boliye Damani ji, namaskar.
Yeah, namaskar. Sir, बहुत बहुत बधाई, बहुत अच्छा परफॉर्मेंस है अपना इन लाइट ऑफ द फैक्ट दैट वेरी डिफिकल्ट टाइम्स आर गोइंग ऑन. तो मेरा पहला प्रश्न तो यही है कि सर एक्सपोर्ट्स फ्रंट पर क्या परफॉर्मेंस चल रहा है अपनी कंपनी का. कैन आई नो डिड वी डिड एनी एक्सपोर्ट इन द लास्ट ईयर एंड इफ यस हाउ मच.
एक्सपोर्ट हम लोगों का 2024 में 77 करोड़ रुपया रहा है.
And all dyes, intermediates or final product has gone to export.
Sir, इसके अंदर ज्यादातर तो पूरा dyes का ही है सर.
Dyes का ही है. Okay sir.
Dyes भी है और इसमें से तकरीबन 8% fertilizer भी है सर. Water soluble मतलब ये SOP है और majority dyes का है.
तो सर फर्टिलाइजर मतलब अपना सिंगल सुपर फॉस्फेट की.
नहीं सर, वी प्रोड्यूस अनदर प्रोडक्ट कॉल्ड SOP सल्फेट ऑफ पोटाश.
अच्छा सल्फेट ऑफ पोटाश, उसके लिए पोटेंशियल है सर बाजार इंटरनेशनल मार्केट में.
सर अभी क्या है कि इजिप्ट के अंदर एक बहुत बड़ा प्लांट हुआ करता था जो एसओपी बनाया करता था. जस्ट टू गिव यू एन आइडिया, उसके पास में 104 या 108 फर्नेस थी.
ओके.
हमारे पास तो दो ही फर्नेस है भाई.
ओके.
और वो 104-108 फर्नेस उसकी बंद हो गई.
ओके.
तो इस कारण से अभी ये साल एक्सपोर्ट में एसओपी भी काफी अच्छा है.
ओके. और इस साल अभी कंटिन्यूइंग है सर, इट इज स्टिल गोइंग ऑन.
सर बंद होना के बाद चालू होना इतना आसान काम नहीं होता दवानी जी, समय लगता है और उम्मीद तो करेंगे सर, बाकी तो क्या बोल सकते
हैं. सेकेंड क्वेश्चन इज रिगार्डिंग द एक्सपांशन दैट वी आर डूइंग इन अवर केमिकल ऑपरेशन वेयर मैनेजमेंट हैज यूज द वर्ड that chemical other than acid chemicals. So can I know the these products which you are going to
main discuss nahi karunga sir.
Okay, no problem. Got it sir. No more questions about
it. Yaar mere mandal sir, hum logon ne jab unit 5 chalu kari tabhi bhi hum koi product ki baat nahi karte, hum aaj bhi koi product ki baat nahi karenge sir.
Okay, no problem sir, acceptable to me, no problem. Then sir, one more question is regarding one fact that on page number 14 in the dyestuff vertical we have put product as sulfuric acid. So is it correct to put sulfuric acid in dyestuff product in the presentation?
Dyestuff mein sulfuric ko dyestuff column mein dal diya kya?
Vertical jo hai,
sorry dekhna zara,
page number 14
in presentation. And dikhana zara kisme dala. सर ये थोड़ी सी हमारी गलती हो गई है, ये बेसिकली एसिड कॉम्प्लेक्स.
ठीक है, नहीं मैं अपनी अंडरस्टैंडिंग
तो उल्टा पुल्टा हो गया है. एसिड कॉम्प्लेक्स में डाइस्टफ आ गया और डाइस्टफ कॉम्प्लेक्स में एसिड आ गया.
हाँ, इसीलिए मैं वहाँ भी देख रहा था कि कुछ एक
नहीं वो थोड़ा सा उल्टा लिख गया है, वो मिस्टेक है.
और जो अपना एसिड फैसिलिटी है वो तो लार्जली सर सल्फ्यूरिक एसिड और हाइड्रोक्लोरिक एसिड ही रहेगा,
नहीं सर, ओलियम 23 है, ओलियम 65 है, क्लोरोसल्फोनिक एसिड है, थायमिल क्लोराइड है, SO3 है।
अच्छा अच्छा अच्छा, और स्पेशलिटी डाइस तो उस तरफ ही जाएंगे ना, डाइस तरफ वाले में।
वो जो कॉलम है वो उल्टा पुल्टा
वो उल्टा है। नो प्रॉब्लम सर, मैं समझ गया। नाउ कमिंग टू नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन अबाउट अवर एक्सपांशन एट फर्टिलाइजर यूनिट, दैट इज मध्य भारत फर्टिलाइजर। इन दैट सेक्शन इट इज रिटर्न एज ओपन एक्सेस स्कीम, our expansion of 18.5 crore. So this 18.5 crore expansion is for fertilizer only mainly or some...
ये mainly मध्य भारत में है।
मध्य भारत में सोलर का कोई है या क्योंकि ओपन
नहीं, सोलर कुछ नहीं है मध्य भारत में। इट इज ओनली वी आर एक्सपांडिंग अवर दीवानगंज साइट।
दीवानगंज साइट, बट सर वहाँ पे एक और वर्ड है, जैसे क्या सोलर में भी ओपन एक्सेस वर्ड दिया है पेज नंबर 18, और इसमें नीचे भी ओपन एक्सेस वर्ड दिया हुआ है सर। तो
आई मीन कहाँ से आएगा यार
क्लेरिकल।
होल्ड ऑन, लेट मी सी।
पेज नंबर 18,
नंबर 18, ओपन एक्सेस मध्य भारत में कहाँ से आएगा? अहमदनगर लिखा है सर, वो मध्य भारत नहीं लिखा है।
अच्छा अच्छा, सोलर नहीं। अच्छा अच्छा, ओ सो सॉरी, माय मिस्टेक सर। वो लाइन मैंने भी
नगर को मेन नगर पढ़ लिया होगा।
हाँ बस ऐसे किया तो सर, वो ये ओपन एक्सेस वर्ड जो है वो सोलर के रिलेशन में यूज होता है, ऐसा मुझे समझ में आया।
बट दैट इज कमिंग इन अहमदनगर फॉर अवर पुष्कर कंपनी।
हाँ तो अपना वहाँ भी मतलब अहमदनगर में भी है ऑलरेडी डाइस स्टफ यूनिट।
नहीं सर, आप कंफ्यूज हो रहे हो दमानी जी, कंफ्यूज ना हो ना, हमको भी कंफ्यूज मत करो। अहमदनगर जो है वो नासिक के पास है, आप बॉम्बे के हो तो आपको पता होगा, वहाँ पर हमारा सोलार है, एग्जिस्टिंग सोलार 5.2 का है, नया सोलार 3.8 का आ रहा है, टोटल मिला के 9 मेगावाट का सोलार हो जाएगा। वो पूरा 9 मेगावाट का जो सोलार है वो ओपन एक्सेस में रहेगा फॉर अवर यूनिट इन महाराष्ट्र ऑफ श्री पुष्कर।
वेरी नाइस सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच, आई एम सेटिस्फाइड सर। बट हाँ, एनिमल फीड का सर अपना ओवरऑल सेल्स भी कम हुआ है और रियलाइजेशन भी कम हुआ है, तो इस साल वहाँ पर
अभी एक एक प्रोडक्ट का तो क्या मैं आपको जवाब दूँ, आप इसको ओवरऑल क्यों नहीं देखते हो?
अच्छा ओके ओके, नहीं मेरे को लगता है सर कि एनिमल फीड यदि प्रोस्पेक्ट बढ़ेंगे तो वो अच्छा प्रॉफिटेबल बिजनेस होना चाहिए सर, ऐसा एक मेरा अंदाज है।
होल्ड ऑन लेट मी सी सर, Q4 ये क्या क्वांटिटी है ना? हाँ तो बड़ा है ना एनिमल फूड,
पूरे इंडिया का देख रहा था मैं सर, 23 to 24 का देख रहा था, तो ओवरऑल टनेज सेल्स का गिरा है और अपना रियलाइजेशन जो है वो 21% से गिरा है रेवेन्यू में।
नहीं सर, मेरे सामने जो डेटाज है FY 22-23 में वी हैव सोल्ड एनिमल फीड 2477 टन एट 11.81 crores, एंड FY 23-24 में वी हैव सोल्ड 3176 मीट्रिक टन ऑफ एनिमल फीड एट ए वैल्यू ऑफ 12.63 crore।
अपने प्रेजेंटेशन में जो
आई एम सॉरी,
ठीक है ओके ओके ओके, आई हैव टेकन इनफ टाइम, थैंक यू वेरी मच
सो मच सर। विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ आदित्य सेन फ्रॉम रोबो कैपिटल, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हाय, थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी। So, our understanding is that rock phosphate ke prices fall away in the recent past 3-4 months.
Can you please come again with your question, Mr. Aditya?
Sorry?
Sir, can you please come again with your question?
Yeah, I'm audible, right?
Yeah, please.
So, I was saying that our understanding is that the rock phosphate prices have fallen in the recent 4-5 months. So, is it fair to say that this will help our margins move upwards towards the 13-15% range?
Sir, from what level to what level they have fallen?
I'll just check. Give me one second.
We can take next question by the time Mr. Aditya comes back with his submission. Hello?
Yeah, sure. You can take the next question meanwhile.
Okay.
Or maybe if you wait a second, I'm almost there.
No, no issue, sir. Your choice, your comfort.
Okay, so the prices have fallen from around $305 per ton to, as of now, it is $200 per ton.
Sir, $305 mein agar rock kharidenge to SSP kya bhav mein bechenge? Possible nahi hai sir, 305 ka bhav pehle bhi kabhi nahi tha aur 200 ka bhav aaj bhi nahi hai.
So, what is the fall in the rock phosphate prices that we are experiencing, if at all we are experiencing?
आपका input data गलत है मिस्टर आदित्य. Rock was never at $305 and rock is never at $200 and something, what you said. It has been always, you know, in the range of $140 to $148. And right now also it is almost in range of $142. It was never at a level of $300 or $200.
All right, now is with that. So, with all the coming capex that we have, how much revenue and EBITDA do we expect for the year FY26 and FY27?
Sir, FY26 to bhi 3 saal baad ka aap mere se pooch rahe ho, sir. Main aapko kya jawab dun?
FY26 coming year, sir. Ek saal baad.
25 sir, FY coming. Ye abhi jo running hai, 25 chal raha hai. 26 uska agla saal hai. अब मैं ये समझता हूँ कि 25-26 के अंदर वी शुड बी यू नो क्लोजली इन अ ब्रैकेट ऑफ मोर देन 1100 करोड़ दोस्तों. दिस इज माय रफ एस्टिमेट.
एन एस्टिमेटेड मार्जिन ऑफ
सर, प्लीज डोंट आस्क मी एनी सच काइंड ऑफ अ क्वेश्चन विच आई माई सेल्फ यू नो डिफिकल्ट टू से, बट यू नो आई कैन टेल यू व्हाट आई एक्सपेक्ट इज दैट एटलीस्ट इट शुड बी इन अ रेंज ऑफ यू नो maybe 10% or so around. If everything goes well. Because see, we are doing a business which is effective by many kind of a geopolitical situation, wherein we can't control each and everything, but you know, we can cautiously handle the things the way we, you know, the way industry has been going on for the last 2 years or so. It has been going unexpectedly, lot of hurdles and things, and now we see that the things are improving, which is quite visible from the Q4 FY24 also. I further see that things will keep on improving. So, you know, accordingly I gave you my judgment that, you know, this should be next year somewhere in the range of around 10%.
All right. And with the capex in the Unit 4 and Unit 6 in the fertilizer space, how much capacity expansion in terms of metric tons are we expecting?
In Unit 6, we are building up a facility of 150,000 tons.
And Unit 4?
Unit 4 is, that's a specialty product. That is why we call it as a WS, water soluble fertilizers. The installed capacity would be around 12,000 tons.
12,000 tons.
Yeah.
All right, got it. All right, sir, that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitya from Kamayagya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on delivering a good set of numbers in a tough environment. I wanted to ask, on the solar front where you've done a capex, what's been the total capex on the solar front?
नया कर रहा है वो?
जी जी, total कितना है उसका cost solar पे?
We have already done close to 23 crores and further we are doing almost close to 22 crores or so.
तो सर, इसका total cost saving benefit आप कितना expect कर रहे हैं for FY25 out of this solar?
सर, अब इसमें से तो आप जीएसटी निकाल दो, है विदाउट जीएसटी इन्वेस्टमेंट इज ऑलमोस्ट यू नो 37 करोड़ रुपया एंड एज फार एज माई अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज कंसर्न द रीपे बैक वुड बी इन 3.5 years और सो लिविंग अपार्ट द डेप्रिसिएशन बेनिफिट्स एंड द टैक्सेशन बेनिफिट्स. वी आर नॉट टेकन एनी काइंड ऑफ अ डेट और लोन ऑन द सोलर एक्सपेंशन.
ओके, राइट. And so for FY25, you did 726 crores of sales in FY24. with the CapEx coming on stream, what kind of top line are you looking at in FY25?
What kind of?
Top line in 25.
Sales.
My opinion, we should be close to 875 to 925.
Okay. So around about 835 to 900 crores is a fair assumption.
Hopefully. Almost 15-20% growth I expect, sir.
Right. And on the fertilizer front, now, like, India is expecting a pretty decent monsoon. Are you expecting a strong offtake in the fertilizer segment, even realization-wise?
Sir, I am expecting a decent offtake, not a very strong offtake, honestly speaking. In all put together, consolidated figure, I have given you my idea of approximately 875 to 900.
Right, sir. Okay, that's it. That's also man. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, you just mentioned this revenue growth 20-25% FY25 till year. So similar, we can expect in FY26 as well. I think you mentioned 1100 crores. So, aapka target hai wo? So margins आपने कहा 10% तो वही मतलब दो साल में इंच हो जाएगा ना तब तक
सर होना चाहिए मेरा कोई यू नो आई एम नॉट ए गॉड बट यू नो व्हाट आई कैन सी द इंडस्ट्री व्हाट आई कैन प्रिडिक्ट इज दैट व्हाट आई कैन रीड द मार्केट इंटेलिजेंस दिस इज माय एक्सपेक्टेशन
ओके सर नियर टर्म में क्या एक्सपेक्टेशन है मार्जिन्स क्या वो उसकी तो विजिबिलिटी होगी तो वो
टॉक अबाउट 24-25 करंट ईयर whatever the performance we gave in 23-24, at least I expect 20% growth in terms of the top line as well as in the bottom line.
Top line, bottom line. Okay, sir. Okay, I'll take your word on this. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Dasani from MAPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, I'm audible.
Hi, Rajesh.
Yes, sir.
So first of all, thank you for the opportunity. So overall, if I look from 2018 to 23, there is zero growth in dyes. It's still at the same 300 CR which was in 2018. While there was good volume growth, which would mean a drop in realization. But again, in FY24, it has, after a long time, scaled up to 400 CR. So first of all, what went wrong from 18 to 23? Second, what were the realization then and now for both dye stuffs and dye intermediates individually? And lastly, even this growth in FY24 has come from dye intermediates. So why isn't the utilization in dye stuffs scaling up? And why isn't this segment growing? And lastly, what brought the change in dye intermediates suddenly after a long time? That's my first question.
Aisa, aapne 5-6 sawal aise ek-ek karke puche, main toh aapka pehla sawal hi bhul gaya.
So, sir, the first question is 2018 to 23, the growth was zero in dyes, 300 crore pe tha in 5 saalo mein. Abhi, so, jabki volume growth hui thi in saalo mein, but realizations...
Abhi, 2018 ke data document mere paas abhi nahi hai is phone call ke upar, right? So, I cannot reply the details about 2018, 19, 20, 21. ठीक है आप आपका क्वेश्चन एक पूरा फ्रेम करके आईआर को भेज दीजिए अवर टीम विल गेट बैक टू यू बिकॉज सी यू वेरी वेल नो एंड एवरीबडी नोज कि 2020-21 कैसा गया है फॉर द होल इंडस्ट्री एंड नाउ यू आर आस्किंग मी टू कमेंट ऑन द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ द लास्ट 5 years विच आई एम नॉट कैरिंग एनीथिंग एज ऑफ नाउ विद मी मिस्टर राइल सो आई वुड सजेस्ट एंड रिक्वेस्ट यू दैट यू प्लीज सेंड योर क्वेश्चन टू चर्चगेट पार्टनर्स ही विल गेट बैक टू यू
ओके सर नो प्रॉब्लम सो दैट The second question is on dye intermediates. In FY24, we have seen a growth after a long time. So, first of all, what led to this growth? And second of all, our dye stuff segment isn't growing. So, what is happening?
Sir, it's like that if you compare 24's growth with 23's, right? In this segment also, we, you know, we have grown our business. What was Deepak Jara last time? 23?
Dyes intermediates from 5,000 to 10,000.
Okay. Intermediate business has gone double. Okay. And this business has gone almost 10% or maybe 7-8%, 5-7%. सर बिजनेस तो इंक्रीज हुआ ही है ना, डाईस्टफ में थोड़ा सा सेम टू सेम, बाकी अदरवाइज इंटरमीडिएट बिजनेस हैज ग्रोन हाई।
सर वॉल्यूम्स हैव ग्रोन बट रियलाइजेशन ग्रो नहीं हुई है।
अब सर वो तो मैं क्या बोल सकता हूँ उसका, तो मैं क्या आपको स्पेसिफिक जवाब दूँ कि क्योंकि रिलेशन ग्रो क्यों नहीं हुई है, बिकॉज सी यू नीड टू सी द एबिटा लेवल्स, यू नो यू नीड टू सी द प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी लेवल्स इन कंपैरिजन विद 23-24, द प्राइसेस वर ऑलमोस्ट कंप्लीटली टू इट्स बॉटम एंड डिप इन 23 and 24, नाउ इट हैज स्टार्टेड इम्प्रूविंग ऑन अ स्टेबिलाइजेशन फेज, एंड यू नो वेन एवर द सिचुएशन गेट्स इम्प्रूव द फर्स्ट इम्प्रूवमेंट इन वॉट आई बिलीव इज दैट is in terms of the volume, then it comes on the pricing, then it comes on the profitability. You got my point? So at least the things have started moving, which were not moving before. There is a volume generation, which you, you know, now if you talk about that, the why value, you know, this value degrowth was there, the simple thing is, caustic flex us zamane mein 70 rupiah tha. Aaj caustic flex 30 rupiah hai. So ultimately value ko farak nahi padega rahi ji.
Understood.
Phir piche sir. सर अगर पहले कोई भी रॉ मटेरियल 70 रुपए से 30 रुपए से आ जाएगा तो क्या वैल्यू में फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा क्या? आपको मैंने खाली एग्जांपल दिया, सल्फर $155 से $88 पे आ जाएगा तो क्या वैल्यू में फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा क्या?
ठीक है सर, द नेक्स्ट थिंग इज आपने लास्ट 2-3 कॉल कॉल में आपने गाइड किया था फॉर 14-16% EBITDA लेवल्स एंड अ रेंज ऑफ अराउंड 10% PAT लेवल फॉर FY25 एंड यू सेड यू हैव अ क्लियर विजन टू सी इट, तो हाउ विल वी डू दैट, इफ यू कैन प्लीज ब्रेक डाउन द मार्जिन कि कहाँ से वो मार्जिन इंक्रीज आएगा।
आई बिलीव इन द सेम बिलीव व्हाट आई सेड यू नो बिफोर and today also and in future also, it is only a time you know when we see that visibility. I personally see that visibility is not too far away, things have started improving.
But sir, in terms of numbers, if you can break down ki kahan se wo margin increase aayega,
to detail puri IR ko de dijiyega, we will come back to you with the detail numbers of the detail calculation, or you can come down to our office and understand the detail calculation. We cannot talk about such a large business plan on this console.
Okay, yeah, got it. So the second question is around the fertilizer segment, especially the SSP. It may help the top line growth, yes, but yahan pe margin and profitability is very extremely volatile because of the subsidies from government. So what? Why do we want to scale up this segment?
मेरे को नहीं समझ में आया आपका सवाल।
तो सर हमारा स्केल अप फर्टिलाइजर सेगमेंट में काफी क्विक एंड स्ट्रॉन्ग हुआ है इन द एसएसपी सेगमेंट, तो यहाँ पे टॉप लाइन में ग्रोथ आ रही है यस, बट मार्जिन एंड प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी यहाँ पे काफी वॉलेटाइल है बिकॉज ऑफ द सब्सिडीज, तो व्हाई डू वी वांट टू स्केल अप इन अ कमोडिटाइज सेगमेंट?
भैया लास्ट ईयर तो एसएसपी की टॉप लाइन में भी ग्रोथ नहीं है, किसान के अंदर 132 करोड़ से घटके 96 करोड़ रुपया की है, कहाँ टॉप लाइन ग्रोथ है?
सर मैं आपसे पहले की बात कर रहा हूँ, 2018 से 23 तक हमने बहुत ग्रोथ देखी है फर्टिलाइजर सेगमेंट में, जो भी हमारी ग्रोथ ओवर द लास्ट साल हुई है वो फर्टिलाइजर सेगमेंट से ही आई है, बिकॉज द डाई सेगमेंट वॉज एट अ फिक्स टॉप लाइन ऑफ 300 CR।
भैया आप 2018 के डेटा आज मेरे से पूछोगे? आई एम नाइदर ए कंप्यूटर नॉर ए गॉड।
आई एम नॉट आस्किंग फॉर 2018 डेटा, आई एम आस्किंग व्हाट इज द व्हाई डू यू वांट टू स्केल अप इन अ कमोडिटाइज सेगमेंट जहाँ पे मार्जिन में कोई कंट्रोल नहीं है, दैट इज
अबाउट दिस यू नो दिस योर बिग लिस्ट ऑफ क्वेश्चंस एंड लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ डेटा, ही विल रिस्पॉन्ड यू ऑन द सब्जेक्ट। ओके
मिस्टर दसानी, आई विल रिक्वेस्ट यू टू काइंडली रीजॉइन द क्यू फॉर फॉलो अप क्वेश्चंस। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ साकेत कपूर फ्रॉम कपूर कंपनी, प्लीज गो अहेड।
नमस्कार पुनीत जी, एंड आई वॉज लेट इन द कॉल, तो कोई रिपीटेड क्वेश्चन हो सकता है उसके लिए। सर फर्स्टली फॉर द कैपिटल वर्क इन प्रोग्रेस, जो हमारा क्लोजिंग बैलेंस है 42 करोड़ का, ये अभी किस सेगमेंट में पेंडिंग है और कब तक ये कैपिटलाइज होगा?
सर ऐसा है, हम लोग जो एक्सपांशन ले रखे हैं वो केमिकल सेक्टर में भी है, फर्टिलाइजर सेक्टर में भी है और रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी में भी है सर।
Okay,
तो ये तीनों चीजों का मिला के अंदाजे से 42 करोड़ रुपए का है, जिसमें से कि 16 करोड़ रुपए 16 करोड़ कुछ लाख रुपए तो तो सर सोलार में है, राइट, और तकरीबन सर आप समझ लो 33 करोड़ 46 लाख रुपए के आसपास केमिकल और फर्टिलाइजर में, टोटल 50 करोड़ का अगर आप टोटल देखोगे तो 16 करोड़ 12 लाख रुपया सोलार में है, 33 करोड़ 46 लाख रुपया केमिकल और फर्टिलाइजर में, और जो 33 करोड़ 46 लाख रुपया है उसमें से तकरीबन 7 करोड़ रुपया मध्य भारत में है।
अच्छा, और सर ये सब कब तक कैपिटलाइज हो गया, कमर्शलाइज करेंगे हम?
तो फेज वाइज चल रहा है, जैसे कि WS का प्लांट हम बहुत जल्दी चालू कर रहे हैं, मतलब यू नो उसके ट्रायल्स हम लोग चालू कर दिए हैं, कमर्शियल्स के ऊपर अब तक नहीं आए हैं। सोलार जैसे मैं समझता हूँ कि मई एंड का बात है, लेकिन कहीं ना कहीं जून में तो चालू हो ही जाएगा सोलार, लेकिन जून आते ही बारिश चालू हो जाएगी तो सोलार की प्रोडक्टिविटी कितनी आएगी वो अपने आप में एक सवाल है। उसके बाद में जो हमारा केमिकल में एक एक्सपांशन है यूनिट 5 के अंदर, वो शायद इस दिवाली के आसपास हम चालू कर देंगे, और जो बड़ा फर्टिलाइजर का एक्सपांशन है उसको सर तकरीबन 12-13-14 महीने लगेंगे सर। तो ये फेज आउट में अलग अलग चीजें हैं सर।
जी सर, आपने सर अभी इस बात पर प्रकाश डाला कि हम 20% से अपनी टॉप लाइन एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं इस वित्तीय वर्ष के लिए, मतलब 700 अगर मदर इनकम को एक्सक्लूड करें तो 726 के बेस पे हम 20% ग्रो कर सकते हैं और अपनी बॉटम लाइन को भी उसी ट्रेजेक्ट्री में रख सकते हैं, ये अनुमान आपने दिया है सर करंट ईयर?
ये उम्मीद मेरा है, इस तरफ मेरा प्रयास है सर,
प्रयास रहेगा सर। सर अगर हम अपने अदर एक्सपेंसेस लाइन आइटम पर प्रकाश देखें तो उसमें दिखता है कि सर पिछले वित्तीय वर्ष में ये चौथी तिमाही में ये 42.5 करोड़ था, विच इज गॉन डाउन टू 32 करोड़, तो ये क्या कारण है सर ये रिडक्शन का, और ये कितना सस्टेनेबल है सर इसका ब्रेकअप अगर मिले
सर? क्या वापस आप जरा बोलिए लास्ट में, क्या वो डाउनफॉल क्या किधर है जरा वापस बोलिए?
जी सर, मार्च 2023 में हमारा अदर एक्सपेंसेस था 42.57 करोड़, विच हैज कम डाउन टू 31.80 फॉर मार्च 2024, सो व्हाट हैज लेड टू दिस रिडक्शन एंड व्हाट इज द
फर्टिलाइजर डिवीजन से हुआ है? आप देखेंगे अगर किसान में लास्ट ईयर 132 करोड़ का बिजनेस किया था और दिस साल किसान ने 97 करोड़ का बिजनेस किया है तो उसमें काफी डिप आया। फिर सर दूसरा रीजन ये है कि लाइक सोलार का भी इम्पेक्ट इसमें आया है कि लाइक 2023 में सोलार हमारे पास नहीं था, 2023-24 में सोलार का भी इम्पेक्ट इसमें आया है, लेकिन मेनली ये फर्टिलाइजर रीजन की वजह से है। अगर आप स्टैंड अलोन देखेंगे ना तो सर स्टैंड अलोन में आपको वही चीज दिखेगा
सर। ऐसा है, एक 2.6 मेगावाट का पावर प्लांट हमको 3 लाख यूनिट देता है सर, आपने मोटा मोटी गणित समझा देता है
जी सर, बताइए।
तो टोटल 2.6 के दो प्लांट है हमारे पास में, 3 लाख 3 लाख 6 लाख 6 लाख × 12 7 करोड़ 72 लाख यूनिट हो गई सर। तो सर तकरीबन 5 से 6 करोड़ रुपए का तो इम्पैक्ट बिजली का है, प्लस जो जैसा दीपक जी ने आपको बताया कि भाई किसान के अंदर डिस्पैचेस कम हुए हैं तो ऑब्वियसली जो इसकी सेलिंग डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ट्रांसपोर्ट ये जो कॉस्ट होगी ये अल्टीमेटली फॉल आएगी ना सर।
ओके, तो माने जैसे ये सेगमेंट जैसे इंप्रूव करेगा वापस ये कमेंसरेट हो जाएगा, बट मार्जिन इसमें से इसका मतलब
कमेंसरेट विद द वॉल्यूम ऑफ द बिजनेस,
इट इज कमेंसरेट विद द वॉल्यूम ऑफ द बिजनेस, राइट सर। एक प्रश्न जी सर, आई थिंक आई
सर, आज अगर किसी घर में एक सदस्य रहेगा एक ही कमरे में रहेगा तो उतना उस घर का खर्चा उतना कम होगा, उसी घर में अगर 4 सदस्य रहेंगे 4 कमरे में रहेंगे तो बिजली खर्चा पानी इतना बढ़ जाएगा, सिंपल चीज है
जी सर। ठीक बात सर, और आपने लास्ट क्वार्टर या सेकंड क्वार्टर में सर ये हमें गाइडेंस भी दिया था और ऐसा हमने देखा भी नंबर में कि वर्ष बिहाइंड था हमारे की प्रोडक्ट सेगमेंट में, तो सर अभी का जो रुझान रहा है पोस्ट मार्च, आप हमारे सभी सेगमेंट में ऑफटेक और प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी का ट्रेंड कैसा देख रहे हैं?
सर मुझे काफी एक अंदर से स्ट्रांग फीलिंग है दैट नाउ द वर्स्ट हैज यू नो गॉन बैक टू अस एंड वी लुक फॉरवर्ड फॉर ए बेटर पीरियड बेटर टाइम एंड आई ऑल्सो बिलीव दैट पोस्ट जून वंस द गवर्नमेंट स्टेबिलाईजेज द परसेप्शन ऑफ द पीपल द थॉट प्रोसेस ऑफ द जनरल पीपल यू नो इंक्लूडिंग ओवरसीज एज वेल एज इन इंडिया definitely going to improve and I personally see that there is a quite you know good growth going to come in future quarters.
Okay, matlab sir abhi ka jo rujhan hai current quarter mein thoda subdued hai
sir, abhi thoda sa matlab almost samajh lijiye ki koi bahut zyada उम्मीद मुझे नहीं लगती बिकॉज वी आर ऑलमोस्ट इन द मिडल ऑफ दिस फर्स्ट क्वार्टर ऑफ 24-25. But I see that after that the things will more improve. But I don't think that this quarter will be too, you know, depressed also. It will be a normal quarter.
It will be a normal quarter. So, I mean, March ke mutabik hum chal sakte hain. Just because aapka jo growth outlook hai, wo second half se zyada traction gain karega. Aap ye kehna
chahte hain? Yes, sir. Umeed hai, sir. Hopefully.
ठीक है साहब, बहुत धन्यवाद सर, आपसे सभी हमारे सभी प्रश्नों का उत्तर देने के.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Mehendale from Robo Capital.
Hello, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, we started tracking this company recently, so I have just couple of questions. I think when I see the capex, there is a 200 crore capex in the pipeline, and we started looking at the current capacity utilization, and our impression was that the current capacity utilization of both fertilizers and chemicals was, little lower. So can you comment on what was the utilization in March? And that is essentially in the backdrop of the capex. That how do we see, current utilization versus the new capex?
Do we have the utilization in front of us?
60-65%.
Sir, it's almost in the range of 65% of our existing capacities, and whatever the capacities we are building up in future. Out of that, almost the 50-60% expansion is towards the backward integration.
Okay, got it.
What's my point?
So normally, that's fine.
So once we are doing for the backward integration, so obviously, expansion may not reflect in the top line, but definitely it will reflect in the bottom line. Just said, जैसे भी एक पहले सवाल था कि वो खर्चे कम क्यों हो गए, वो खर्चे कम नहीं हो गए, वो मतलब that because of the solar, the expenses have gone down. This one of the reason was that because of the solar expenses have gone down, definitely the business of Kisan had also gone down, and whatever the new capex is we are doing, almost close to 50% out of that is also in a backward integration, like 22-20 crores we are spending in the solar also. So solar ke andar bhi profitability improve hogi, plus we are going one more product also in backward integration, which I will not discuss on the about the product things, but jo further forward jo further sale ke andar jo product jayega, that will be also these two plants, one at unit 5 and another is at unit 6. और आने वाले टाइम में तो मतलब जो चीजों में सुधार की उम्मीद है, तो वी लेट अस हैव दिस बेटर दिस आउटलुक ऑन द बिजनेस इन फ्यूचर.
यस सर, थैंक यू. सो बेसिकली जब भी हमारा जो एस्पिरेशनल टारगेट है 1000 करोड़ के आसपास, तभी क्या कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन होगा जो एग्जिस्टिंग फैसिलिटीज में? बॉलपार्क नंबर
प्रैक्टिकली 75% के आसपास यूटिलाइजेशन इज कंसिडर्ड इन अवर इंडस्ट्री टू बी अ डिसेंट अमाउंट ऑफ यूटिलाइजेशन. It is difficult for, generally we take in, 75% utilization hai, toh wo achha hai, aur wo a decent utilization hai. 75% se upar jana thoda sa kathinaiyan rehti hai. And for this 24-25, we are expecting that at least we will improve our productivity by 10% more. As of now, we are at 65%, we should come around 75%.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshil Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I had a very basic question. Sir, what is the profitability in dyes and dye intermediaries? And is it beneficial for us to sell dyes or intermediaries? Or we are indifferent selling either of the two?
Sir, being a consolidated, integrated business, it is practically difficult to work out the individual profitability vertical-wise. It will not be correct on my part if I give you any figure, because, since it's an integrated complex at one site or the other site which are very nearby, and, we have a integration of 6-7 stages vertical. So it is practically difficult to work out the profitability on this individual vertical wise.
Okay, but would it be better for us to sell dyes more, how does it work? Or is it a focus area for us? Building our brand?
Sir, ऐसा है कि we have a good capacities also on dyes also. We are working on both the ways. We are building a business for dyes as well as for intermediates. Both the businesses are good.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that was it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Puneet Makharia for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone for joining our Q4 FY24 earnings calls. If you have any further questions, please feel free to connect with our investor relations advisor, Churchgate Partners, and we will be happy to address all your queries. Thank you very much and have a safe day. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.